Hello, everybody. I'm speaking today with Maria Koeman from Belgium. Welcome. Hello, Maria.
Hi.
So great. when I have someone on my podcast, I always ask them to introduce themselves because obviously you know yourself better than I do. Introduce yourself for everyone.
Sure. So I'm Maria. I'm living in Belgium, but I'm originally from the United States, and I'm an avid runner, and I'm 38 weeks pregnant.
I'm very impressed with your fundraising campaign to raise money for Free to Run. So, first of all, tell us a little bit about the charity Free to Run.
Yeah, so the Free to Run charity is, it's a fantastic charity that's set up to support women and girls in conflict zones through outdoor sport. And the campaign that I set up about 9 months ago as an ambassador for Free to Run was to run or walk, and now in this stage of pregnancy it's more like a waddle, but to run or walk 20 kilometers per week of my entire pregnancy for specifically for this campaign to support women and girls and the organization itself in Afghanistan. And so that's what I've done.
So you started it 9 months ago, and that was before everyone left and the Taliban took over?
It was right after. So
right after, okay.
Yeah. So this was, the idea behind setting up this campaign and actually using this moment of my pregnancy for such a campaign was specifically sparked by the issues unfolding in Afghanistan and in my situation. There's only so much I felt I could do. And it seemed as if it was a moment to raise awareness, especially to raise awareness around the need to protect and support and empower women and girls in Afghanistan specifically. And to do that through my own circles, through this fundraiser, I think it seemed a great way to raise awareness and to draw attention to this particular vulnerable group in Afghanistan, but also to the great work being done to support those women and girls.
So how did you originally get involved?
It was sort of, the timing was right. My pregnancy started around the same time as the events unfolded, as the US troops left Afghanistan and Taliban took over. And that all happened at the same time that the Free to Run organization opened up a call for fundraising. Mm-hmm. So it was a bit serendipitous that my opportunity landed at such a time to really harness the pregnancy as a way to channel this kind of awareness raising.
Yeah. So when you told people that you were going to run or walk 20 kilometers a week, excuse me, through your pregnancy, what was their response?
A lot of people were very supportive. Most people were very supportive, everyone of the cause, which was great. A lot of people thought I was crazy. to set such expectations of myself, especially as this is my first pregnancy, there's a lot out of your control. But I think overall, it was a very supportive reaction. But also, a lot of people who were skeptical or who thought it was dangerous, even on my part, to set such a goal or such a a pledge for myself. I think a lot of people learned through watching that it can be done. And so that was also a plus.
So this is your first pregnancy. Were you a runner before your pregnancy?
Yeah, yes. I've always loved running. And so continuing to run, I knew it was something I wanted to do, to be able to stay active and fit through running as long as I could through the pregnancy was a goal of mine. So I had, before becoming pregnant, I ran a marathon, but many, many more half marathons. I'm generally, I mean, as also when I'm in between half marathon training, I love running. It's something, especially during the pandemic, that became something that was such a staple in my day. It was the chance I could take, you know, a lunch break run outside was my one chance to see daylight.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. So yeah, running was a big part of my life before pregnancy, and it continued to be so during pregnancy.
So do you think your run walk schedule has changed your pregnancy, the your experience going through pregnancy?
I mean, I don't know that it's changed. I don't know what it could have changed from, because this is really my only experience of it. But I do know that that running has really helped me manage side effects of pregnancy, and it's helped me not only cope with, but also I think it's really helped diminish a lot of these side effects that that I would notice in between longer periods between runs. Mm-hmm. It helped me sleep. It helped me with a lot of different aspects of pregnancy that I think might have been worse if I wasn't running. So yeah, I think it's been a force for good throughout the pregnancy, absolutely.
So I know you're in Belgium, and I know from being a midwife that Belgium is one of the places that is a little less oppressive for birthing women, but it's interesting. I wrote a blog post years ago about the difference between my experience running marathons and my experience both giving birth and assisting hundreds of women through birth. And it's just so interesting, because as a woman runner, you just feel normal. You feel powerful. This is a body that either works or sometimes it hurts and whatever. It's just a body, and it needs to eat. And you know, when you run a marathon, one of the fun things is like, you know, people are there and they're like, yeah. And even me, because now that I'm older and I'm running, I have people, random people around the city, like, you go and bravo, madame, because I'm in Montreal. So bravo, madame. And like the kind of support from just like everyone when you're running a marathon or even a half marathon, or just when you're out running, is so different from the kind of support you get when you're giving birth, when you're pregnant and giving birth. And just the fact, that was why I asked you when you told people that you were going to run or walk 20K a week, like it isn't dangerous. And why would people be so supportive and giving you little cups of water or, you know, mm-hmm. nice drinks and handing you pieces of banana and stuff when you're running, and then when you're actually doing a very hard job of physical job of birthing, you're told that you have to, well, there are certain very restrictive practices, so mm-hmm. it's interesting to keep that in mind, that kind of power of as a runner, mm-hmm. and the weird powerlessness that that our culture does to birthing women.
Yeah, it's an interesting point. I think the medical advice that I received also early stages of my pregnancy was you know to lay off of running, and that running was not the best sport to do while pregnant. I was never told to flat out stop running, but it was the recommendations were pretty strongly in favor of other methods of exercise besides running. But, you know, my care providers also acknowledged the fact that I had been running and I'm an experienced runner beforehand. And I think the biggest gains that I've gotten from running during all the way throughout the pregnancy is learning to trust my own body and to essentially to learn through all of these changes that your body goes through, just to get to know and feel empowered by this change and the impact it has on everything I do through running. And that I don't think I would have been able to listen and to trust and, you know, to get to know my body through these changes so quickly if it wasn't for running. And this, I think, I hope, I still have a couple of weeks to see, but I hope this will also benefit me in trusting that my body can handle something like labor and, you know, having gotten to know my body through running, I hope will only serve well when the time comes, but it's been immensely empowering.
So I guess this kind of dovetails into the next question, which is how do you think that endurance sports and just getting outside to play could affect women and girls in conflict-ridden areas such as Iraq and Afghanistan?
Yeah. I mean, in terms of I mean, this empowerment that you can develop for yourself, and like you were saying, also support through others around you is really it can be a very powerful force in society, I believe. I mean, it's a very very particular oppressive environment in Afghanistan that we're supporting here, where women and girls don't have a lot of freedom, and I think are in many cases very vulnerable, and if not in danger, to express themselves or to do empowering activities like sport. But the more support there is and the more of an environment there is to encourage this kind of activity, I think the more women and girls can empower themselves. I know it's a very small piece of a gigantic puzzle that is the society, but it can be a very powerful piece of the puzzle. Through the reasons that I just mentioned, even just getting to know oneself through what your limits are, what you're capable of, and how to play with that, how to push your boundaries, how to stand up for your boundaries, and how to really trust in your own capabilities. These are all, I think, qualities that you can develop as a runner through other endurance sports, or through other sports outside for that matter. And those are all, I think, values and traits that you can carry across so many different things in life. So I think it's a soft approach, one might say, to supporting an otherwise very difficult environment or a difficult situation. But I think it can be a very effective approach.
I just wonder, like, I'm being devil's advocate here.
Yeah, please.
But I know that for us living in such an affluent place and you know, having so many choices and as a woman, I know that even, you know, in my life, there are restrictions. Like I wouldn't necessarily go into certain areas of Montreal at 2 a.m. and run around on my own. But, you know, that's pretty much my only real valid fear. I wonder how much, I'm not saying that it doesn't empower women to be, and girls to be able to go outside and play and to be able to run, you know, with others and, you know, sit in a circle and do warm-ups and exercises. But where is the limit? I worked with the women that were fleeing Syria in 2016. I was in the camps there in Greece. I was working as a midwife, and I remember there was one woman her baby was a little bit not in a great position. So I suggested there's a yoga move that you can use to try and convince baby to get into a better position. It's just the cat and cow. So you go on your hands and knees and you arch your back, and then you put your back down. And so I suggested that to her at one prenatal visit. And then the next week I asked her how it was going. And she said, oh, it's terribly painful. I was like, oh, why? Cause it shouldn't be painful. Right. And she said, well, I've got a little piece of a shrapnel in my hip there.
Oh my goodness.
And I thought, okay, yeah, right. I mean, of course you do. You just got out of Aleppo. Like you were in a war, you know? So I think sometimes it's just a balance. Everything is such a, you know, balance on the edge of things. There's a balance between, absolutely, we need to raise money to support this charity that will support women and girls to get out, and in that getting out they will be empowered. But at the same time, there are our values and our understandings of life that are so completely different from those people that we're trying to assist. So what's your take on that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that we must approach this. I need to approach this situation with the utmost of humility, as I can't begin to understand what it's like to be a woman or a girl in Afghanistan or in a war zone in general. You know, I think that the best thing that through Free to Run, for example, the best thing that I'm able to do from this situation is to think of these women and girls, and to center my own whatever I can do, for example, just running 20 kilometers a week, but to put them at the center of my focus and to bring others' attention to this very vulnerable group, whether it's through raising money or essentially also just doing what we can to inform others of their particular situations and the extent to which we can empathize and support from our own situations. I think the more we can do towards this group, the better. But there's always going to be, unless we're there in their shoes, there's always going to be a gap of understanding. And I guess the only thing I can hope for is that this drop in the bucket of a campaign has helped change minds or divert attentions to care for and to lend support to this group who otherwise are suffering. So it's, I guess it's humility and openness to learn and to lend ourselves in any way we can is that's at least how I'm coming to the table with this.
I think that's the only way we can really. And but also knowing that in fact Free to Run has done amazing things for women. Just even recently, over the last few months, the organization has managed to allow some of the organizers in Afghani women in Afghanistan to be relocated in different places where they don't have to, you know, fear for their lives. So there's always, and in Iraq now they're really active creating running groups and things in some of the areas in Iraq. So certainly there's activity happening. But as you say, I think that humility is around knowing that we're providing just the tiniest little drop in such a huge ocean, mm-hmm. you know, and being happy with that. And I think that running helps with that.
Mm.
I think the activity of running teaches you humility.
Yeah. It teaches a very special kind of humility, I would agree. In actual conflict zones where Free to Run is working, I think that beyond the sport itself, I think it helps build communities and connect women to other women across different cultural lines, across different groups and areas that might not otherwise have a chance to connect, to create more supportive environments, and to essentially to connect those communities also outside of the conflict zones where that support can only be lengthened and strengthened. So I think the humility through which we can approach these issues as fundraisers is one thing, but I think that there's very real progress being made on the ground through Free to Run's work that still it's a drop in the bucket that, you know, €1,000 doesn't go very far, but the work that they're doing itself on the ground, I think, is immeasurable.
So you're having a child, you're already a mother, even though you haven't met your baby yet. What are your plans for the future? What are you imagining that you'll be running towards in the next year with your tiny babe? And what kind of realistic goals do you have for the world that your baby's going to grow up in terms of where do you think Free to Run and these kinds of organizations are going to go?
Oof, big questions.
Big questions.
So this is my first child. I'm in terms of where I hope the world will be. I hope the world will only be getting kinder and that's not really ever the case. I think all I can really hope for is to welcome a little boy into my world and to help him be the kindest person he can be. And especially to become aware of the world around him in a way that is helpful and that he can shine. And I think considering Yeah, considering this campaign and the work that Free to Run is doing, I can only hope to keep supporting this organization. You know, there's conflict everywhere of many different kinds, and I think this one particular approach through supporting women and girls is such an important angle to take in conflict zones. So I only hope that the organization can continue and to grow in doing what it's doing even better and in even more places. I think it's just, it's fantastic work. And yeah, I hope that we can, together with this baby, we can only continue to support that work.
I think that this work I just keep thinking about that phrase, getting outside to play. It's not just running, it's not just endurance sports or camping or anything. It's actually going outside to play. And I think the more we can link each other and ourselves and women and girls in conflict zones with that idea of just going outside to play, because it's such a root activity. I mean,
mm-hmm.
don't you just want to do that? Everyone does deep down. And I think you in particular as a mother are also part of a deep web that everyone understands, that every woman and girl that is in any way touched by Free to Run will, you know, has a link with you specifically as, you know, as a new mother, as a pregnant woman and a new mother. So I'm very, very respectful of the campaign that you're doing, and I hope that you manage to run, walk 20K a week right up until you give birth. And then I do hope you take a little break. As a midwife, I'm telling you, very nice to take a little break with your new baby and have a little baby moon.
Yes. I miss running already, but it's getting to the point. I know it's a very sensitive time to I like the baby moon.
Yeah.
There's a lot of healing to do. And so
yeah, and meeting your little one and becoming a family.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a special time.
Looking forward to it.
So if you had only one word to share with our listeners today, what would that one word be?
Oh, one word. Empowerment. Ooh. Trust? Empowerment.
Okay, we'll let you have two. Those are both great words.
Yeah, I go with empowerment first. It's it's a loaded word, but empowerment, it can start with yourself, but it can go so much farther than yourself. There's so much you can do to empower others around you, and big or small actions to support others can go a long way. And empowerment. And then also we talked about earlier in our conversation the empowerment, the links between running and birthing. Your body can do amazing things, and you know better than I'm sure many of us, especially me, but you know, empowering yourself to test your limits and to be as strong as you can possibly be, not just on yourself, but in your own community and your own outreach, can go a long way. And then trust is I can weave that through all of that. It's trusting your body, trusting your environment, but also creating your environment. And that's something that many women in conflict zones can't do. And so, you know, reaching out and supporting work like those of Free to Run can go a long way in helping women and others be more trusting in their environments to be empowered.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I'm very excited to hear how everything goes over the next few weeks.
Thank you. It's an exciting time.
Yes, it is. It is. It's an exciting time when a baby is coming down this side.
Yeah. No. Thank you for the conversation. It's been it's been eye opening for me, and I hope also for other readers and listeners. So I only hope that the conversation can inspire.
Well, I'm going to also post your campaign in the show notes, and I'm going to post a little bit about Free to Run and some other interesting things about how people are working with women in Iraq, and specifically Iraq and Afghanistan. So if anyone's interested, have a look at the show notes. And for now, thank you so much, Maria. Have a wonderful rest of the day, rest of your pregnancy, and have a wonderful birth. And I'm saying hello now to your little newborn.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Take good care. And thanks again for the conversation.